Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
Maisie Merritt has vowed she'll never marry a mountain man, even though she loves the Colorado Rockies and the wild creatures she helps. She hates the way her paws mountain man ways took him away from his family and caused her ma to die of loneliness. Maisie's ready to start a normal life, and that includes marrying a normal man. As a trapper and trail guide, Tanner Oakley lives a wandering life. He's witnessed how hard...
Okay, I can see that!
I was trying not to like...
What's
a trappler?
Yeah. You want to start over or you want to
pick it up? I'll just pick it up there.
All right, pick it up.
As a trapper and trail guide, Tanner Oakley lives a wandering life. He's witnessed how hard being alone is for Maisie and her sister whenever their pa is gone. So he's decided that he's not husband material for any woman since he's so restless and unsettled. Having given up looking for the family he lost long ago, Tanner returns to the mountains and finds Maisie in trouble. As he tries to help her, he only makes matters worse. With Maisie injured and her reputation in shatters, he's forced to do the right thing and marry her. They resist being together, but maybe marriage is what both of them really want and need after all.
All right. Okay. So this one is interesting, mainly because you get to continue that storyline of Ryder and Tanner trying to figure out, you know, who their family is. Mm-hmm. And you finally get to see that storyline wrap up, which we won't share how that wraps up. But I think everybody, did you enjoy how that she wrapped that up?
Yes.
Yes.
It was quite interesting.
Yes.
Not what I expected.
I think she's pretty good at doing some unexpected in this series, don't you think?
Well, and it made me think, of course, you know, I love history. I love anything history. And it made me think, I wonder how many, back in history, how many people had similar stories that really did happen to. And maybe they never did find out where they came from.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true for a lot of people, unfortunately.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Indian attacks and different, you know, things and... Mm-hmm. People get sick and die on the wagon trains and stuff, and you know
they just bury them along the way.
Yeah.
Well, you think back when they did the Oregon Trail, how many people had to dump so much of their belongings?
Yes,
along the side. Yeah. Like,
well, and like if parents both died or something, you know, somebody take the kids in, and they never knew where they were going to end up.
Yeah. But I like how the kind of ending that she gives the guys in this one,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
All right. What did you think about the predicament that he finds Maisie in at the start and her pet wolf? Remember how her pet wolf is brings him to her?
Let's just say I loved her pet wolf.
Yeah.
But she is lucky that she did not get injured more. Or fall down so far that she couldn't be helped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True.
But she shouldn't have been put in that predicament to begin with.
Yeah. And her sister, you know, the fact that the dad and her sister's husband had no consideration for them, and her sister being in the condition she was in and no consideration for making sure they were there when the time came. And it was sad. And, you know, if she didn't have her wolf, she probably would have died.
Yeah.
I just heard walking, like how they say they walk. That just scares me to death. Mm-hmm. Like on the side, there's a cliff. Like one misstep like she did and you could, you're done.
Yeah.
It's scary. Like, I wouldn't want to live.
We just saw a little video clip on YouTube of a mom and daughter were hiking. Like, they were adults. The daughter was an adult. And the mom slid off this edge and was just hanging, like, the daughter had her by her foot.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were trying to work it up, and this guy came along. She and the daughter was like, "Stranger, hey, stranger, I need help." And he had, like, a body cam on, and he helped pull the mom back up. But, yeah, it was just, like, they couldn't see the edge, and the mom had just, like, stepped and slipped down. I'm like, yeah, it can – yeah, you got to be careful when you're out doing that stuff. So, anyways – I'm pretty sure God probably put that stranger on the path for a reason for those ladies.
What mountain was it? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Wow.
But
yeah, it's not like there's stuff that's going to slow you down. There's not like a tree or anything you can grab.
Yeah.
You just.
Yeah. Well, even if you do grab something, if it's not rooted good, it's just going to pull out and you're just going to keep going.
Yeah. These two have this intense attraction, but she vows to never marry a mountain man, and he vows never to marry because he doesn't feel like his job gives a woman what she deserves, because he's out about trapping and all that stuff.
Plus, like, when they first met, well, she's younger, but they've always had, like, a brother-sister relationship, too.
Yeah. But she's always been in love with him.
Yeah.
So, whereas he was maybe more in love with her after it was like, oh, she's a woman, not this
she's
little
not
kid
a little
anymore.
Girl anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, what did you think about the whole standoff with her neighbor, where they like held him hostage basically in the cabin? And you can have a donut. You want a donut?
Well, I can eat one. I was just gonna roll it down to.
That's all right. So, and they got them in there. Sorry, guys. These pumpkin donuts are really good. If you're ever in
want a pumpkin donut?
Northern Indiana, you got to get some from Fashion Farm.
Do you want one?
But they only have them in the fall, right?
Yeah, they only have them, I think, through the end of October.
Yeah, just in October. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do they have them in November till Thanksgiving?
No, they're done in October.
That's what I thought.
All right. So, if you're in Northern Indiana in October, get yourself over there and get you a pumpkin donut. All right, now, what did you think about that turn of events when he was like, the only way out, I've got to shoot your pet wolf? Like, it, and then the, what came after that? What was your thoughts?
I can't believe he was going to do that.
He broke my heart.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I think Melissa, I'm like, if that wolf dies, I'm done reading the book.
She did tell me that.
I'm not going to finish the book if the wolf dies.
Well, I was like, how could he even? Well, but you know, they were kind of between a rock and a hard place. I mean, what do you do? But
he was like, putting the wolf, in her. Like, he's like, I'm putting her more than the wolf.
Yeah. But I'm like, if you
but
shoot
she did
the
not
wolf,
see that way.
You're going to lose Maisie.
Yeah, you're going to destroy her. So, I mean, I don't know.
But then, why was a turn of events after that? I don't want to say it because I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, but
I like to know how all those people stayed awake that whole time out there. Because I was kind of like them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're going to doze off or get too cold. No, that did not happen at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like what your military guys do. They take shifts.
Yeah.
In adrenaline. Trying to.
Yeah.
So then, what was your reaction to her dad showing up, you know, finally? And her brother-in-law, and then holding him by knife point, basically.
Cutting him with the knife.
Yeah. And ranting and raving that he had ruined his daughter's reputation, taken advantage of her, when none of that had happened, and then forcing them to get married so that he could go back out and trap and not have to worry about her. What did you think about that?
That made me so mad. I did not like her dad, because he pretty much said, he goes, well, we didn't want to be bothered with taking you along. And he literally, like, they just forced him to get married. He's like, okay, well, I'm gone. And they both left. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't care about them.
Well, and the brother-in-law that was married to her sister, I mean, it doesn't really say anything about it, but it's like, you lost your wife and your baby. You don't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sad. That she had to do. But it ultimately worked to her favor because she didn't have to have that life anymore.
Yeah.
But
it was just like, we don't want to be bothered with you. You're just a nuisance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is his child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a dad that's like that.
Well, right? And then he lost a daughter, too. And yeah, and a grandchild.
And his wife.
And his wife. And he just acted like, oh, this is no burden anymore, you know.
Yeah, if I can marry you off to this one.
Good riddance. I'm going to go on with my life. And
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. All right. Anything else that popped out to you while reading that story? Other than there's a couple of those scenes that were pretty intense that we can't share because, you know, if someone hasn't read it, we don't want to spoil it for them.
Right.
It's good twists.
Mm-hmm.
Good twists in there.
It was good. I mean, it was one you just didn't want to put down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just.
Yeah, it was a couple hour read.
Had to keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tiff is a really fast reader, by the way. Like, she always.
If I like them. Yeah. If I can really.
Yeah, but even really in get school, into them. I was like, Tiff's done, and I still got like a whole couple pages left here. You know, like, she was always a fast reader. So I think you're a good skimmer, aren't you?
Yeah, I get really. Sometimes I miss certain details, mm-hmm. but I like. Mm-hmm. If I'm really into it, I really like. Yeah. I can't put them down.
She's always been a good reader. Mm-hmm. She always beats me. That's okay. It's not a race.
No. Never is a race.
All right. So let's talk about elements then. What is the drama level?
Oh, my.
Latte lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah, latte. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama in this one.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing that as a theme mm-hmm. for this series. There's mm-hmm. a lot of drama. What about the suspense?
I was going to take a bite.
Whoa. Come back down. All right. Suspense level.
Espresso.
I go espresso.
Yeah.
It's thrown in there a little bit with the
standoff. Espresso to mocha. Yeah. There's a standoff. There's the hanging from basically being stuck on the cliff. Edge of the cliff edge. I think there's just some suspense. What about the mystery level?
Espresso. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's really no.
It's the mystery of his family.
Of him his trying biological to find family, his family. Yeah.
But it's really just a continuation, and it's not a main plot point.
It's not what the book is really about.
Mm-hmm. What about the inspirational level?
Espresso.
And the romance level.
Latte.
I mean, this was a tender romance, don't you think? Because there's a lot of him just taking care of her, but also being like, I gotta hold myself back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot of his thoughts that were like, oh, yeah, he'd like to think further, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So, anyways. Okay, and overall, lasso rating?
Three.
I give it a 3 as well. I enjoyed it. All right, that's it. And there's one more book. There's 5 books in the High Country Ranch series. So next week we'll talk about Wishing for the Rancher's Love.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.